Epic fiction next. J.R.R. Tolkien's masterpiece, The Lord of the Rings, published between 1954 and 1955.
When John Ronald Reuel Tolkien began telling stories to his children, he had no idea it would lead to the creation of one of the world's most famous fantasy novels. An English language and literature professor at Oxford University, Tolkien used his knowledge of mythology and languages to write The Hobbit, which became a bestseller. However, it took him a further 17 years to produce its epic sequel, The Lord of the Rings. Tolkien's story of light and darkness, heroism and greed, is full of biblical references. It was set in an imaginary place called Middle-earth, which was populated by a mix of human and mythological creatures, including elves, dwarves, trolls and orcs, or goblins. Most memorable are the shy, courageous hobbits, who inhabit the Shire. At the start, the hobbit Frodo watches his uncle Bilbo Baggins bring his birthday speech to a dramatic end.
"I am leaving now. Goodbye."
He stepped down and vanished. There was a blinding flash of light, and the guests all blinked. When they opened their eyes, Bilbo was nowhere to be seen. 144 flabbergasted hobbits sat back speechless.
Bilbo possesses a magical ring, which has special powers, including making the wearer invisible. It also, however, corrupts. Sauron, the evil Dark Lord of Mordor, wants it for himself, so that he can use it to dominate the world. Frodo is given the ring, but is instructed by Gandalf the Wizard to take it to the Fire Mountain and destroy it.
"I really do wish to destroy it," cried Frodo. "I am not made for perilous quests. I wish I had never seen the ring. Why did it come to me? Why was I chosen?"
"Such questions cannot be answered," said Gandalf. "But you have been chosen, and you must therefore use such strength and heart and wits as you have."
Frodo sets out on a long and difficult journey, finding courage and companionship along the way. He is joined by a loyal band of hobbits, elves, dwarves, and men who must survive unimaginable challenges if they are to succeed. The power of their enemy is great, as the warriors Boromir and Gimli discover when they become trapped by a terrible snowstorm.
"I wonder if this is a contrivance of the enemy," said Boromir. "They say in my land that he can govern the storms and the mountains of shadow that stand upon the borders of Mordor. He has strange powers and many allies."
"His arms has grown long indeed," said Gimli. "If he can draw snow down from the north to trouble us here."
Through more than 1,000 pages of adventure, battle, magic and moral dilemmas, Tolkien keeps the reader guessing. Will the ring be destroyed? Can Sauron be defeated? And will the Shire remain a green and pleasant land? The destruction wreaked by Sauron gravely damages the Earth's environment. Fortunately, hobbits like Sam, Frodo's loyal companion, have magic elf dust to salvage the situation.
Sam planted saplings in all the places where specially beautiful or beloved trees had been destroyed, and he put a grain of the precious dust in the soil at the root of each. Spring surpassed his wildest hopes. His trees began to sprout and grow, as if time was in a hurry and wished to make 1 year do for 20.
J.R.R. Tolkien was 62 when The Lord of the Rings was published in 1955. By the turn of the 21st century, it had sold more than 50 million copies worldwide. Tolkien died in 1973, but his son Christopher edited The Silmarillion as a companion volume to The Lord of the Rings. Peter Jackson's acclaimed trilogy of film adaptations secured the book's place in literary history and its popularity with generations to come.